Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
You're about to hear another reason why Kress is your all-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Welcome to Boonville High School. I'm Eric Duick with you on regional radio as we have a Moberly at Boonville doubleheader on 104.7 CentralMoInfo.com this evening. The JV action wrapping up on the boys' side inside a minute to go in that contest. Boonville departed for the Tri-County Conference this season. So this is a non-conference doubleheader after the two schools matched up twice a year annually in the NCMC. Boonville swept on both sides of things last year, girls and boys. But the Tri-County plays no home and home. They have one conference game with each opponent. Because of that, Boonville felt it was easiest for them to keep some of those NCMC opponents in the non-conference. For example, they're coming off of a doubleheader against Fulton, another NCMC team. Meanwhile, Moberly, rather than go look for some games, and some of the other NCMC schools felt the same way, well, why not just keep Boonville on for a non-conference? So that's what has us here at Boonville tonight. The Lady Pirates absolutely steamrolled the NCMC to close their tenure. Five straight conference titles, four of them outright, 31 straight NCMC victories to close that tenure. Up next, you'll hear from their head coach, Jared Hunziker, before you hear from Tony Vestal. The Lady Pirates come into this one at 6-2. They've lost to Blair Oaks in the Tri-County Tournament and to Salisbury in the Centralia Tournament Championship. Meanwhile, their wins are at Mexico, another NCMC team, against Hallsville in California in that aforementioned Tri-County Tournament, and against Sturgeon and Centralia in the Centralia Tournament, and against Fulton. The Lady Pirates of Moberly lost that Macon in overtime before three straight wins against Hickman, Southern Boone, Kirksville, and then a loss at Hannibal. Up next, you'll hear from the two head coaches, Jared Hunziker in his seventh season. We'll start us off here on Kress.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley's, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale. This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay. Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details.
We're joined by Jared Hunziker pregame as Boonville hosts Moberly for some non-conference action. After Boonville left the NCMC with five straight conference championships, 31 straight victories, in fact, for the Lady Pirates. You're 6-2 on the season. You've got a really young team. What have you seen out of your girls so far?
Ups and downs. A lot of learning experiences. Got some talent that's going to be strong here for the next two or three years. So, they really kind of bought into the defensive side of the ball, like what we do here at Boonville. So, Seen a lot of things, but also being early in the season, a lot of things we got to work on over break and continue to do well with come the second half of the season.
One thing you mentioned in your tip-off interview is that 15 of the 19 players in your program right now, including JV in that conversation, are underclassmen. How encouraged are you by some of the early results from those girls?
Oh, really encouraged. You know, we have no juniors. We have four seniors, so everybody else is, like I say, a freshman or a sophomore. And sometimes when you're coaching a game, you kind of step back and you're thinking, you know, hey, this is going to be nice for the next few years, having this core group around and just knowing that they're going to get better throughout the season and hopefully put the time in the off season to continue to work on their strengths and weaknesses and so we have some fun the next couple of years.
We're talking to Boonville's Jared Hunziker pregame. With some of these young pieces, where are you in your famed 1-2-2 compared to where you'd like to be in, say, February?
Right now, offensively, I'll tell you this, offensively, we're putting up about as many points as we ever have. We're about 64, going on 65 points a game, and usually we're somewhere around the 58 to 60 points. Defensively, we're still learning, and so we're still getting a lot of deflections, a lot of steals, and wearing out teams by pressing, makes and misses. But we've kind of gave up some points a little bit this year. I think we're instead of giving up, I would love to see us hold teams in the 30s. Right now, it's maybe 42 points a game. So, the rebounding and different things has improved compared to previous seasons. So, this group's ran it for a couple of years anyway, so they kind of know the ins and outs of it. So it's and they're very athletic and quick. So it kind of gives us a little bit different look maybe we've had in the past.
A team we see a lot in these parts, Salisbury. They were perfect in their conference last year. They've got a lot of size. What stood out in that loss there in the Centralia title?
They shot the ball well. Salisbury just played a complete, four-quarter game. We got behind early. I could tell we didn't have the legs like we had earlier in the week coming back-to-back tournaments, which kind of didn't help us that night, affected our shooting, affected our defense a little bit. But Salisbury did a great job of, I think they were 50% from behind the arc. I think they were 10 for 20 with threes, shot a high percentage from the two-point field goals, knocked down free throws, and like I said, that program just had a great night and did a good job of attacking our zone. And just they just look good on both ends of the floor.
Our guest, Jared Hunziker, pregame. You swept the Lady Spartans last year. You saw them in the Jamboree. What stands out about Moberly and Tony Vestal's group?
They got got some nice pieces returning, with Sydney Flood and Billington. The Boffman girl didn't play against us. And Linden's didn't play in the Jamboree as well. So both post players from both teams didn't get to see any action. So that'll be kind of, something we haven't seen, I guess, come this game. But I know with Tony's group, they're going to take and do a good job defensively, play man-to-man defense and get up in you, have a real good help side. Just disciplined all together on defense. And so we're going to have to move the ball well and look to attack when we can, have that inside-outside game. And offensively, you just got to make sure you know where their shooters are. And they work hard. Even the post inside do a good job of working hard and creating things for some of their guards and for themselves.
He's Boonville's Jared Hunziker ahead of a matchup against Moberly, a non-conference matchup now with Boonville and the Tri-County. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more. Plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstricker's.com for more details.
On Superstation Crest, we're joined by Lady Spartans head man Tony Vestal ahead of a trip to Boonville, a former NCMC opponent. Before we get into that, what stands out of the film from the Hannibal game?
We just didn't play super hard. I kind of thought we went through the motions early on in the first half and kind of dug ourselves a hole. And you give Hannibal a lot of credit, too. I thought their girls played hard and did a nice job defensively on us. But offensively, we shot too many three. We shot, just didn't have very many ball reversals, one pass possessions and shoot. So hopefully we get some stuff cleaned up and get ready for a good Boonville team tonight.
In what ways have you emphasized improving in those areas on the practice floor since?
It's going to be a different matchup tonight, is where, Hannibal was strictly man-to-man, and tonight we're going to see a 1-2-2 three-quarter trap back to a 1-2-2 half court. So just a lot of different flow offensively for us. Just making sure we're not turning the basketball over and getting some ball reversals and getting the ball to the high post.
We're talking to Moberly's Tony Vestal pregame. In what ways are you eager and excited for this challenge? And what I mean by that is, as kind of a litmus test, playing a good Boonville team who you're familiar with, and given that you have some new ball handlers against all their pressure.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge for us. It's a good team to play. To get us ready for some of the teams later on in the year in the schedule. They're just really good at what they do. They press on make or miss, and got a lot of girls back from last year's team and got some good player, a good freshman guard that just fits right in with them. So it's definitely a good challenge for us. We got some girls that, have played and knows the Boonville type of team. And it helps that they were in our jamboree a little bit. So we've seen their press.
You've seen her plenty of times throughout the years. What makes Jamie Lemons a challenge on the inside?
She's just so tough and strong and just kind of a bull inside. And, she finishes around the basket. She's left-handed, which makes it a little awkward at times, too. So it's a good challenge for her. I think Elise will start off on her, and she's up for a challenge.
We're visiting with Lady Spartans head coach Tony Vestal pregame on Superstation Crest ahead of a trip to Boonville. What will be the priorities for your ball handlers in terms of protecting the basketball against this Lady Pirates pressure?
We emphasize ball fakes, getting the ball to the middle of the floor. We can't give up turnovers that lead to direct drive layups. They just totally thrive off that. They thrive off of steals and layups. We got to make them work in the half court instead of getting runouts and layups on the other end.
And what are some of the defensive keys beyond just Lemons, but some of the defensive keys as far as slowing down their guards and their wing play?
Yeah, they really spread you out. They had Lemons inside, and they got three or four shooters around them so that they all can shoot the basketball for the most part. They're a really tough matchup. I mean, you can't sit in a zone because they'll hit threes. So you got to kind of pick your poison and hopefully that they don't shoot the ball very well tonight.
He is Moberly head coach Tony Vestal. We appreciate your time as always pregame. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you at halftime of the boys game.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
The Moberly Lady Spartans enter tonight at 3-2, 0-2 on the road. Losses at Macon and at Hannibal. Meanwhile, Boonville 6-2 on the year. They are just 1-0 at home with their home opener, a 73-25 victory against Fulton earlier this week. Moberly will start Sydney Flood, Mary Billington, Michaela Payne, Alicia Oliver, and Sydney Boffman. Flood, 16 points per game right now, 5.8 rebounds per game. Mary Billington struggling from the field right now. She's at 25% from the field, 23% from 3 points. Tony Vestal says he'd like to see her attack a bit more, averaging 12.2 points per game. Moberly last year fell twice to Boonville, scores of 58-55 and 49-41. They were the only team to play within single digits of the Lady Pirate in conference play. Nobody else was within single digits the entire slate. Meanwhile, for Boonville, the big name to know, Jamie Lemons. She's a career 13.3 point per game, 7.5 rebound per game girl, 48% from the field. She scored her 1,000th career point against Moberly last season. They're also deep at the guard and wing positions, as they've long been. Jody Bass is a sophomore who averages 12.8 points per game on 46% from the field. They've got Courtney Kendrick, a sophomore transfer from Prairie Home, who was first team all conference as a freshman a year ago at Prairie Home. She averages almost a double-double at 9.6 points per game and 9 rebounds per game. Meanwhile, Addison Brownfield's a freshman, and she's their leading scorer, 16.5 points per game, 28% from 3 points. The national anthem coming up on Superstation Press Central Moberly.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
At Christmas time, everything is sparkling and shining, so why not treat yourself or someone you love to something sparkling and shiny from Becraft Jewelry? Visit Chris at Becraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly today. Chris has a large selection of necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, and so much more. Stop by Becraft Jewelry at 507 West Reed Street or call them at 660-263-2144. They have something for everyone on your list.
So as we were saying, Addison Brownfield for Boonville is a freshman who averages 16.5 points a game, 4 rebounds per game. As Jared Hunziker noted in the pregame, pretty interestingly, despite how young they are, this is a team for Boonville that scores at a higher rate than it has scored in the past, yet has allowed more points than it typically does allow, yet it still averages 19.8 steals per game. So they're awfully dangerous in the transition department. To give you some perspective on what Boonville's done as a program, they finished 7-18 in Hunziker's first season. The Lady Pirates are 127-23 in the 6 years since, really 5 years and 8 games worth. That includes the state quarterfinals in 2016 and third place finish at 30-1 in 2015. They had four straight district titles before last year's district championship loss to California. Normally introducing its starting lineup, as we have already done so. Michaela Payne right now off to a slow start, just 3-for-19 from the field. Alicia Oliver averages 7 points a game in the early going, 5 rebounds per game, 52% from the field. Sydney Baughman off to the best start of her career. She averages 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. They've gone dark in here. They do a pretty techno-heavy introduction here at Boonville High School, strobe light and all that going on. We'll have tip-off next on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Boonville and Moberly in a non-conference matchup on 104.7 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Tip is up, and Boonville wins the opening possession left to right. Boonville now in the Tri-County Conference. They've already had a conference tournament, in fact. So this is a non-conference matchup. Far side of the floor, Courtney Kendrick, the sophomore, her first touch runner off glass for two. Moberly with its first possession right to left against this vaunted 1-2-2 pressure that Boonville shows year in and year out under Jared Hunziker. Near corner Flood swings near wing paint. Reversal far side. Three-pointer Billington bottoms. 3-2 Moberly's lead, 45 seconds played. Bounce pass right block Lemons. Her first touch. Bullies up a short shot which rattles home. 4-3 Lady Pirates, a minute played. Madison Brownfield, the freshman at the top of this 1-2-2 pressure. This is a big thing to keep an ear out for in this game. Moberly does not have Tria Vestal, its point guard from a year ago. As it's tipped near side out of bounds, stays with Moberly. And with that, Moberly's been in a transitional period early in the season. Mary Billington and Sydney Flood, off-ball scorers last season, and they're getting adjusted to the primary ball handler role as Boffman's right block layup is swatted. Boonville rebounds and heads left to right in its home white's blue numbers. Left block runner misses left for the freshman Brownfield and Moberly rebounds. Tria Vestal was in fact sick when Moberly played here a year ago as well, so they were without their point guard in that game. Boffman short shot in the middle, drops in. 5-4 Moberly's lead, 1:45 expired. Left side, Brownfield. She's their leading scorer, a freshman at 16 points per game. Sidearms in near wing, Kendrick. The transfer from Prairie home runner blocked underneath, but a foul called on Boffman. And two free throws. 6 minutes first quarter, 5-4 Moberly's lead. Kendrick, a 5'9 guard forward sophomore combo, played her freshman season at Prairie Home and earned first team all conference honors. And she swishes the first free throw to tie it at 5, 6 minutes first quarter. Alicia Oliver and Sydney Boffman underneath for the Spartans. Second free throw hands Boonville a 6-5 lead. Kendrick already with four. Moberly in its road blues, red numbers, white trim. Billington streaks middle, bounce pass right block. Oliver short shot, well strong, rebound Lemons. She scored her 1,000th career point when Boonville hosted Moberly last season. Left corner, Schnitzler drives, left block layup, short bottom of the rim, rebound Boffman. Lady Spartans possession. Out of the NCMC, Boonville's former conference that it left with five straight conference titles. Boffman in the middle, kick out. Payne, right side, triple. She's now 1-for-12 on the year. Offensive board, Flood, runner, left rim. Offensive board, Oliver, stays Moberly. Up top, Billington. Thought about a right elbow jumper. Instead, Flood, near side. Pulleys up a short shot, didn't touch anything. And a rebound, Boonville. 3 minutes played, 6-5, it's lead. Left block, layup, Bass off glass for two. Eight-five Boonville with its largest lead. 4:50 first quarter. Boffman flips near corner. The reigning All-Stater Flood skips far side. Into the middle, Oliver, who bobbles and turns it over. Bass, one-on-one with Billington. Left block again. She bobbles, doesn't get a layup off. In fact, steps out of bounds. And possession to Moberly. Sydney Martin checks in for the Lady Spartans, as does Audrey Gaines. Michaela Payne and Alicia Oliver to the bench. 4.5 first quarter. 8-5 Moberly's deficit. Flood into the front court. 4-on-4. Now 5-on-5. Boffman, free throw line, jump shot, back iron, front rim and off. Long rebound to Boonville. Tipped and taken. Moberly basketball. Left block runner, Flood denied. Offensive rebound. Right block layup, Billington, well strong. Out of bounds baseline and possession of Boonville. A couple of clean looks there have missed for Moberly. So the Lady Pirates into the front court on their home floor. Lob right block. Kickouts tipped. Stays with Boonville. Left side three, Brownfield, back iron, offensive board, all alone for the layup is Kendrick. Right place, right time, 10-5 Boonville, middle of the first quarter. Billington and Flood back and forth into the front court against the 1-2-2. Flood near side, open three-pointer, right rim, high bounce, rebound Boonville. Eichelberger takes the Lady Pirates into the front court, and they draw a foul. And that is the second on Sydney Boffman. Alicia Oliver returns, and Boffman departs. Jared Hunziker, seventh-year head coach for Boonville, previously the Scotland County head coach. 10-5 his team leads, 3.5 to play first quarter. Lemons post, catches with the right hand, kicks out. Left side open three-pointer, Lenz buries it. And with that, a timeout on the floor, 13-5. Moberly trails. About 3 minutes of first quarter here on regional radio. Just a 30-second timeout. Correction, that was Kennedy Renfro, who hit that triple, her older sister Paige, a former Crest All-Star in 2016. Moberly coached by Tony Vestal, third-year head man. Replaced two-year head coach Victor Bell. And Moberly a combined 32-18, 18-6 in conference the last 2 years. As mentioned, it's now a non-conference matchup. So 3:16 first quarter, 13-5 Moberly trails with a baseline inbound right to left. Boonville lettered inside the blue paint on the baseline. Martin catches high. Dribbles right wing. Bounce pass into traffic. Stays with Mobley in the corner. Now out of bounds baseline, but still Mobley basketball. Billington inbounds baseline. Right corner game. Swings right wing, Mark. Back right corner. Billington hoists in open three. Doesn't touch anything. Out of bounds baseline and possession of Boonville. So Lady Pirates possession into the front court. Brownfield scoops it middle, but she traveled first. So possession back to Mobley. Mobley coming off a conference loss at Hannibal on Tuesday by a score of 50-44. Mobley deep into its bench early. Lauren Koenig in for Mobley. Michaela Payne, Sid Flood, Mary Billington, Alicia Oliver, the others. Pass tipped and intercepted. Right block layup. Brownfield scores. That's exactly what Tony Vesta wanted to avoid. Easy transition points for Boonville against the pressure. 15-5, the Lady Pirates lead. 2.5 to play first quarter. Billington up top. Attacks middle. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Flips it near corner. Swing Flood. She's scoreless. Right hand dribble. One hands it far side. Billington. Near wing three, Flood air balls it. Baseline saved in bounds. And possession of Boonville. He's actually out of bounds on the blue paint. Two minutes to play first quarter, 15-5 Boonville. Kendrick up top, chest pass to the far side, Bass. The left-hander lobs middle. Lemons backs down. Scoop shot bottom of the backboard. Rebound Mobley. Lemons still on the ground. Flood into the front court. Left block layup in transition. Too strong, but a foul called. Then free throws ahead. That foul charged to Kendrick. Flood 81% from the line in the early going. In search of her first points tonight. Flood scored 27 in the Norm Stewart game against Hickman for MVP honors. That included her 1,000th career point, and she's on the board tonight now with the first free throw, 15-6. Boonville's lead, a minute 45 first quarter. Flood, long black leg sleeves, bends, shoots, and sinks it. 15-7, Boonville, a minute 45 first quarter. Left corner, Lenz. Hands off Kendrick, back for Lenz. Left corner, Bass. Chest pass up top, Weibel. Boonville with a lot of depth. Left block layup. Lemons forces it home. The Columbia College softball signee makes it 17-7. Boonville's advantage. A minute 20 first quarter. Outlet tipped, but it stays Mobley. Billington fires. Left block layup. Oliver converts. 17-9, Boonville. Minute to play first quarter. Left corner Bass swings left wing Kendrick. Back left corner Bass. The sophomore second leading scorer cross court. Near side three Schnitzler left rim. Offensive board Lemons up and under. Layup scores and a foul. Lemons so strong and physical underneath. A 4-year starter. 2-time Crest All-Star, 3-time first-team All-Conference performer. That bucket gives her 1,148 career points, and now make that 1,149. So 20-9, Boonville's edge. 40 seconds, first quarter. Pass in the middle, tip, but a foul call, so possession stays with Mobley, 38 seconds to play. In the first quarter. That foul, by the way, went on Michaela Payne. And this one on Addison Brownfield. Junior Billington catches backcourt. And throws it to nowhere. Out of bounds, far sideline. Possession of Boonville. Mobley yet to find much rhythm. In the early going, a lot of clean looks that missed, and then instances like that where it's just been turned over. Meanwhile, Boonville's been able to get it inside, hit a couple of threes as well. Up top, Renfro, one of the girls with a three. 20 seconds first quarter. Boonville content to hold for one with a 20-9 lead. 15 seconds first quarter. Moberly in man-to-man. Brownfield crosses over, penetrates, left block, scoop layup, air balls it. Rebound Moberly. 4 seconds first quarter. Flood from half court, shot that well early, and now the buzzer ticks as that just grazed the bottom of the rim. Flood had three or so more seconds. 20-9, Boonville's lead after a quarter in a non-conference matchup on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Quarter on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Tip pass on the inbound, and Boonville out of bounds with it. As Tony Vestal telling Moberly to make some ball fakes there on that far sideline inbound, but Moberly doesn't pay the price, keeps possession down 20-9 at the start of the second. 1-2-2 pressure with the freshman Addison Brownfield at the top of it. She's 5'9". Into the middle, Martin drives right block, layup back iron, rebound underneath Renfro. Boonville possession left to right. Renfro gallops middle, kicks near corner. Bass with the three, back iron, high bounce. Offensive board stays Boonville. Up top, Bass hoists another three short and another offensive board. It stays Boonville. Straightaway, Courtney Kendrick, the sophomore transfer. Zigzags middle, lobs right block, layup, Brownfield drops out, but a foul called. And free throws ahead. It's either on Payne or on Flood. It'd be Payne second. Oh, pardon me. They must have got Gaines from the backside there, actually. So it wasn't on either of them. Gaines with her first. And the first free throw rattles home for Brownfield. Hunziker has often said that despite the success of his program, a lot of his girls historically are actually basketball second players, softball and volleyball being many of their first. But he does say the freshman Brownfield, she is all hoops all the time. As a near side three for Billington, swish it. Her second triple, 22-12 Boonville. A minute into the second, Brownfield back at it, left block. Layup misses and a rebound for Moberly. And that basketball commitment shows for her, already averaging 16 points a game in her first 8 career games. Near side Billington. Pressure from Brownfield. And it results in a turnover. 3-on-2. Bounce pass. Right block. Layup. Bass rattles in. 24-12 Boonville. That's again with the transition points off turnovers. Vestal's bunch hopes to avoid. .620 to play first half. Near corner three, Flood. She's still cold. Offensive board, Billington. Right block. Steps right corner. Double team. Needs some help. Lobs middle. Short shot. Oliver back iron. Falls out. And a rebound, Boonville. Only got away with a travel there in the corner. Oliver had a clean look on it, but couldn't capitalize. 24-12 Boonville, 2 minutes played second quarter. Left side, Schnitzler throws near. Renfro powers middle, left block, layup, bottom of the backboard, rebound Moberly. Outlet Flood, who chases it down near corner. crosses over, rolls it middle, Oliver. Reset, right side three, Billington can't get a third triple, and a rebound for Boonville. 2.5 minutes played in the second. Left side, stutter layup, Brownfield swatted, but a foul called. That's Payne second. It's an impressive block from Payne, just got charged with the foul. She actually kind of came from underneath as if she was trying to swat out a fumble and punch it upward. Somehow managed to send that ball flying, but she leaves after the foul. First free throw missed. Koenig back in. Martin Dinn, Oliver Flood, and Billington are the five for Moberly. Second free throw swishes for the freshman Addison Brownfield. Jamie Lemons. Brooke Eichelberger, Jody Bass, Courtney Kendrick, and Sophie Weibel are the five for Boonville. Tipped, intercepted, but Kendrick couldn't save it. Inbounds to Boonville, so it's right to Moberly. Now tipped, getting a bit helter-skelter here, and possession of Boonville. And because of that, another turnover means a full timeout for Tony Vestal. 5:15 to play first half, 25-12. Moberly trails. You're listening to Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
This is KRES Moberly, CentralMoInfo.com. 25-12 Boonville leads Moberly, 5:15 to play first tap on regional radio. The broadcast is brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, and B Craft Jewelry, all of Moberly. Boonville possession left to right, and it's home whites, blue numbers. Blue trim as well. Kendrick crosses over, drives left block, layup rolls in. The sophomore Kendrick with eight. And Boonville with its largest lead, 27-12, 3 minutes into the second quarter. Flood rifles it right side. Now back middle, Flood. Swing near wing, jump shot, Martin well long. Saved inbounds, Oliver, but right to Boonville. Outlet, right block. Spin, layup, bash, short. Great move, just couldn't finish. Offensive board. Left elbow, jump shot, right rim for Kendrick, and a rebound, Moberly. Flood into the front court. Stops near wing. Keeps it far side. Koenig, right elbow runner, draws a foul, and she'll head to the line. That's on Kendrick, her second. Koenig's first, right rim and off. Sydney Boffman back in. She's been out for about the last 8 minutes of game time with her two fouls. She comes in, though. Sydney Martin leaves. Second free throw for Koenig, swishes. Like the move from Tony Vestal, though, doesn't want the game to get away from Moberly too early. So he reinserts the starter, trusts the senior leader. 27-13, Boonville's advantage. Middle of the second quarter, Billington steals it away. 2-on-3 in the front court. No numbers. Flood near side three, right rim. Rebound, Boonville. Outlet, Bass, 3-on-1. Bass sprints, left block, layup for a deuce. That almost like a turnover there as Flood's no numbers triple allowed for some transition for Boonville as Moberly remains in search of itself offensively. Near side, Billington perhaps here. Got it. Three triples for Mary Billington. 29-16, Boonville leads. 3.5 first half. Lemons over the shoulder. Shot rolls out, but a foul called and free throws ahead. Well, that didn't work out as Boffman does, in fact, get tagged with her third foul. The lefty Lemons swishes the first. So Michaela Payne back in, Boffman out. Jamie Lemons, originally from Marshall, but she moved to Boonville, and she gets a pair at the line. 31-16, Boonville's lead. 3:30 on the first half clock. Killington sidesteps middle. Already with three triples. And the returning starter lobs it near side for Flood, who skips it back for Billington. Now Flood cuts middle against the zone. Near wing Payne. He's got just three field goal makes in what's Moberly's sixth game. Near corner Billington has some space. Tries the three. Back iron high bounce. And Flood corrals it. It stays Moberly. Right corner three. Koenig. Well, strong offensive board. Oliver Lamb rattles in. Whistle on the floor as Flood lost her right shoe. She gets that back on. But Oliver stood right at the left block to catch the air ball and go back up with it for an uncontested layup. And set for play again. Boonville basketball left to right. Out of now the Tri-County Conference, so strange to say. They've yet to play a conference game, but that conference does hold a conference tournament of sorts, and Boonville won 2 of 3 in that with its lone loss to Blair Oaks. 31-18, Boonville leads 2.5 first half. Left corner, Schnitzler. The diminutive guard swings it to the left wing, catches back, and bombs a three, buries it. Schnitzler just 5'4", but cans it from the left corner. 34-18, Boonville. 2:10 to play first half. Near side, Billington. The all-conference softball player rolls it far wing, Payne. Normally a lot of perimeter work against his zone. Now Oliver middle. Heaves it right corner, swing right wing, Payne. Inside, 2 minutes first half. Jump shot, Billington straight away. Well, strong, tipped up. Rebound, Boonville. Euro step runner. Foul call, no travel. The overrule there. With the travel first before that foul call comes in from the far side. So Moberly possession. Minute 35 to play first half. Moberly 3-2 on the season. Flood in the middle. Right block. Left front rim drops in. That's her first field goal. 34-20 Boonville. With possession, left to right. Lemons in the middle. Right block, layup block, Flood out of bounds. Baseline and off the head of Lemons. Near the Moberly cheerleaders out of bounds. Possession of Moberly. Great defensive play from Flood, who averaged 2 blocks per game her freshman year. Now is a senior more of an offensive force. But gets Moberly back the basketball. A minute 10 to play first half. 34-20, Moberly trails. Flood steps into the front court right side. Attempts to knife through the trap and draws a foul. This will either be on Schnitzler or Bass. It's on Schnitzler. Those were the two players who provided the trap. Flood plucks it in the backcourt for Moberly. A minute to play first half. 34-20 Boonville. Moberly possession right to left. Flood near elbow. Had some space, but hands off near corner Payne, who pops it near wing for Flood, who one hands right side. Koenig needs some help and finds Flood right elbow. Crossover dribble now. She's trapped and draws another foul. But that is just the 15th foul on Boonville. 6 on Moberly, so no free throws here. However, it is the third foul on Courtney Kendrick. So she leaves, and in comes Brooke Eichelberger, a 5'10 sophomore. 45 seconds first half, 34-20 Boonville. Billington right side. rolls it near. Swing near corner. Flood hoists a three, just grazes the rim. Rebound Billington, stays Moberly, left block, layup doesn't touch rim. Follow Oliver, she's blocked, and it stays Boonville basketball. Lemons near elbow, a couple of jabs, flips it middle. Three-pointer Brownfield, in, out, and back in. Her first triple, 37-20 Boonville. Lady Spartans possession right to left with 5 seconds first half. Payne from 30 feet. Does Moberly see it? Right side, Billington contested. Triple right rim. 37-20. Boonville leads at the half. You're listening to Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Happy holidays from AK's Guns and Ammo, your local source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun, rifle, or shotgun, or simply want to add to your collection, need more ammo, or need shooting supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open 7 days a week through the holidays. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Back at Boonville High School, where the Lady Pirates lead the Lady Spartans 37-20 at the half. Kennedy Renfro with 3 for Boonville. Courtney Kendrick with 8. 6 for Jody Bass. 8 for Addison Brownfield. 3 for Jalen Schnitzler. And 9 for Jamie Lemons. Sid Flood with 4 for Moberly. 9 for Mary Billington. 4 for Alicia Oliver. 2 for Sydney Boffman. 1 for Lauren Koenig. The broadcast is brought to you by PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, First State Community Bank of Moberly, all of Moberly, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. As far as some first half thoughts go, right now, Boonville just kind of having its way on the offensive end. They've gotten a fair amount of open looks. Jamie Lemons has finished inside when given the opportunity. Meanwhile, Moberly, a team that shot wonderfully last year, at least in most of its wins. A lot of them were due to knocking down the open three and such. 32% from three-point was Moberly a season ago, while its opponent shot just 24% from three. But for whatever reason, in the early stage of the season, Moberly not only not hitting its threes, but tonight there's even been six or seven air balls or so, and just turning it over a bit in the front court that has led to some Boonville transition points, which was what Moberly did not want to have, especially against a team as dangerous as Boonville. Tony Vestal mentioned in the pregame they want to get it going more side to side, create some open looks, and then when they do get those, needing to capitalize on them. But right now, Boonville has been the better team on both ends of the floor, and because of that, 37-20 is its lead. Moberly goes to Harrisburg on Monday. Scott Lunte and myself will have the call of that broadcast. Then it'll be versus Hallsville on the 21st before the Christmas break. Meanwhile, Boonville hits its Christmas break after today on the basketball floor. They'll play against Macon with, once again, Scott and myself on the call from Moberly Area Community College for the holiday shootout. Then they head to Clinton on January 3rd. It is 37-20, Boonville at the half. Up next, we'll preview the boys' game, which you can hear next right here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
At Christmas time, everything is sparkling and shining, so why not treat yourself or someone you love to something sparkling and shiny from Becraft Jewelry? Visit Chris at Becraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly today. Chris has a large selection of necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings, watches, and so much more. Stop by Becraft Jewelry at 507 West Reed Street or call them at 660-263-2144. They have something for everyone on your list.
Boonville leads Moberly at the half on Superstation Crest in the girls' contest. We've still got the boys' game to come here on regional radio. Moberly 2-2 on the year. Boonville at 4-3, having defeated Fulton in overtime 75-72 earlier this week. Moberly lost at Hannibal 66-49. Boonville swept Moberly last season. Those were both games Moberly thought it could win, just didn't come out with either one of them against Boonville. Braden Weitrich coming off his 1,000th career point at Hannibal. Moberly starts Savion Thorpe, Braden Weitrich, Andre Beltre, Kester Gavin Stewart. Boonville's starters in that one: a senior, two juniors, or three juniors, pardon me, and a sophomore in Charlie Bronikowski. He's their leading scorer. He averages a double-double at 17 points, 11 rebounds. They've got Clayton Gokenhauer as well, who averages 13.5 points per game. So definitely a big non-conference litmus test for Moberly after it struggled offensively at Hannibal. It struggled offensively in this building a year ago as well. So we'll see what's in store on the boys' side coming up next. But first, second half of the girls' game, 37-20, Boonville leads. We'll start the second half next on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
This Christmas season, Thomas Motors and Chevy invite you to become part of their family with Chevy employee discounts for everyone. The price you pay is what we pay, Not a cent more on 2018 model Silverados, Colorados, Equinox, Trax, and Cruze. Stop into Thomas Motors in Moberly today and get yours while supply is best. Enjoy the employee discount all month long. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Additional rebates and incentives may apply. See dealer for complete details. Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley's, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale. The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, Mix and Match, for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
Start of the second half as Jamie Lemon scores on a right block layup for the Lady Pirates. She now has 11. 39-20, Moberly's deficit, 20 seconds into the second half. Blood open, left side jump shot, doesn't touch anything. Rebound Oliver, stays Moberly. Left block, Flood layup, hack from behind, and a foul call. A foul called on Bass, her first. Flood's first free throw on that. Flood with five. As much as she struggled from the field tonight, she's been great at the line, as she's now 4-for-4. 39-22, Boonville's edge. 30 seconds into the second half. Up top, Renfro, open three-pointer, can't capitalize. Rebound Oliver, Moberly basketball, no, ripped away, and a foul call. Kendrick just ripped that away from Oliver, or Brownfield, pardon me. Then that rip through on the steal basically went right into a shot, which drew the foul call on Oliver and lands the freshman Brownfield at the line. And Brownfield's first free throw connects. She has nine. It's been a really balanced effort for Boonville. We've got 11 for Lemons, 9 for Brownfield, 6 for Bass, 8 for Kendrick. As the second free throw doesn't touch anything but the net on a swish to give her 10. 41-22, Boonville's advantage. Almost a minute played second half. Near side, Billington. Guns it far side, Payne. Now back near for Billington. Oliver posts in the middle, but the ball stays on the perimeter for now. Long possession for Moberly thus far. Billington left side. She hit three triples in that first half. And hands off to her fellow returning starter, Sid Flood. Bounce pass middle, Boffman. Short shot right rim. Rebound Renfro. In the guard, gallops into the front court for the Lady Pirates. Bombs it far side, Schnitzler. Pass up top, tip. Flood saves it inbounds to Moberly. Lady Spartans possession left to right. Payne with red shoes and a white strip on it. Matches the Moberly colors, and the Lady Spartans get into the front court. Boffman right block. Spins up a short shot, too strong. Rebound Lemons in traffic. Boonville basketball. That's one often that gets called for a jump ball, even if there's a momentary tie-up, but they let that one play through, and it benefits Boonville. Lemon, 16-foot jump shot, can't cash it. Rebound Moberly. 41-22, Lady Pirates. A little more than 2 minutes into the second half. Left side, Flood attacks, left block, layup well over the rim. Rebound Boonville. Lady Pirates into the front court. Right wing triple for Brownfield. Right rim, high bounce, offensive board. Schnitzler's follow denied, stays Boonville. Lemon's 8-foot shot short. Rebound Boffman. Moberly basketball. Flood left side. Barrels left block. Layup short, but a foul called. And Flood back to the line as she punches the padding in frustration underneath. Flood's first free throw goes. That foul was on Lemons, her first. Flood now with 1,066 career points and 6-for-6 at the line. 41-24 Boonville with the basketball right to left. Bass snags a pass far wing. Left hands it to the right block. Eichelberger layup drops home. First points for the 5'10 sophomore. And it extends Boonville's lead to 43-24 with 3 minutes played second half. Brownfield at the top of the press. Flood near wing. Fires right block tipped and intercepted. Boonville, who averages 19 steals per game, comes up with one here. Right side Kendrick. Scoops near wing. Boonville four out, one in right now. Bass, a couple of jabs, left foot, now drives and sidearms it near wing, Weibel. 3.5 minutes played second half, 43-24 Boonville. Near corner, Bass, lefty jump shot short, long rebound, Billington, Mobley basketball. Flood's on the run, but Billington keeps and scampers front court. Left corner, triple Flood, still doesn't have it, tipped up, rebound Boonville. Flood still with just one field goal. Right side, Brownfield fights into a layup. But a foul called and a baseline inbound upcoming. And that's four on Bompman. Bompman out. Koenig in. Schnitzler straight away. Passes right wing Brownfield. Mobley in a man-to-man. Pass tipped and taken. Mobley ball. Gaines did a great job there of fronting in the post. Tipped it to herself. Now Mobley with it in the front court. Left short corner Gaines. Mobley resets. Left elbow jump shot. Martin air balls it right. Gaines can't save it in bounds. And possession to Boonville. Mobley's had a lot of reasonable looks tonight. But still just 24 points on the board. Right side, Brownfield. Bounce pass, left block, kicked out of bounds. Baseline in possession of Mobley. Lady Spartans averaged 52.5 points per game a year ago. Down 43-24 here, 3.5 minutes third quarter. Billington accelerates middle. Right block, runner, back iron, misses left. Tip loose, out of bounds, baseline, possession of Boonville. Courtney Kendrick, Addison Brownfield, Brooke Eichelberger, Jalen Schnitzler, and Sophie Weibel, the five for Boonville. Near side, Weibel. Billington defends. Near corner, three. Brownfield swishes. 46-24 Boonville. 3 minutes third quarter. Koenig, Billington, Flood, Martin, and Gaines, who's wide open at the left block, but nobody sees her. The five for Mobley. Now Gaines left side. Pass middle's tip. Boonville has it. Right to left on its home floor. 2:40 third quarter. 46-24 Boonville. Near corner three, Weibel, well long, and a rebound Koenig. Mobley basketball. Lady Spartans in the road blues, red numbers. Mobley on the chest in white. Flood, left block, runner, offensive foul. And another Mobley turnover. That's Flood's first. Gaines takes a seat. Alicia Oliver back in for Mobley. Right side drive. Kendrick floating layup off glass for two. She's got a good left hand. Those are her first points of the second half. 48-24. Boonville doubling up Moberly. 2:05 to play third quarter. Moberly 2-on-2 in the front court, but tipped from behind and stolen. Bass 1-on-1 with Koenig. Right block. Stops. Pushes up. Short, but it somehow grazes in. That was as much of the bottom of the rim as you could seemingly get out of Bass and still managed to muscle it up and through. 50-24, Boonville leads, 151 third quarter, and a full timeout for Tony Vestal and the Moberly Lady Spartans. You're listening to Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Moberly possession left to right at Boonville, down 50-24, 140 to play in the third quarter. Flood left block, layup good. She's into double figures with 10. 50-26, Moberly's deficit. Boonville possession on its home floor. Now a member of the Tri-County Conference. Near wing three, Bass can't can it. Rebound underneath, Moberly basketball. Outlet Billington off the right hand, tips it to herself. Great coordination. Left block, layup blocked out of bounds, baseline stays Moberly. Schnitzler got Oliver while she still had that one low on the way up, but possession remains with the Lady Spartans. Near corner, Payne thought about the catch and shoot three. Instead, Flood powers middle, runner off glass for two more. 50-28, Moberly trails. Now a Boonville turnover in transition. Back to Moberly. 1:01 to play in the third quarter, and Jared Hunziker didn't like the response from his girls out of that timeout, so he calls one himself this time. Just a 30-second timeout. 50-28, Moberly leads. Or Moberly trails, pardon me. 50-28, Moberly's deficit late in the third quarter. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online brings us this broadcast. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, B Craft Jewelry, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, First State Community Bank of Moberly, all of Moberly. 50-28, Boonville inside a minute to play third quarter. Moberly basketball left to right. Left corner, Flood, open three-pointer, right rim, high bounce, and Schnitzler has it but loses it. Back to Moberly, paying the steal. Near wing three, Koenig got it. That's her first field goal. Quick 7-0 run for the Lady Spartans. And now a rebound off a Bass miss. 30 seconds, third quarter. Koenig, right block, layup, bottom of the backboard, rebound Boonville. 25 seconds, third quarter. 50-31, Moberly trails. Boonville into the front court. Brownfield holds right hip. 15 seconds, third quarter. The freshman dribbles off screen left. Knives left block appeared to take a step and did. Travel call, 8 seconds, third quarter, 50-31. Moberly trails with a 7-0 run. Payne corrals, now gives back for Billington, who returns it to Payne. Near wing, 3 seconds. Runner off glass front rim, tipped up, rebound Lemons, and the quarter closes. 50-31, Boonville's advantage. You're listening to Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. 50-31, Boonville, after three.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles, too.
Start of the fourth quarter, Mobley on a 7-0 run, but still down 50-31 with possession. Billington free throw line, jumper, back iron, offensive rebound, Oliver. Right block, lamp, 9-0 run. 50-33, Boonville leads with the basketball, right to left. 15 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Near side, Brownfield, right block, runner drops in. That ends the 9-0 run. Brownfield with a game-high 15 points. Left side, Koenig, all alone. Side steps, now passes up top. Billington from 24 feet, left rim on the three. Out of bounds near side, and possession of Boonville. Boonville 127-23 following Jared Hunziker's first year. Suffice to say, they are tough to beat on their home floor. A block on a short pass shot, and Mobley rebounds it. 52-33, Boonville. Mobley basketball. And Tony Vestal, sensing some momentum, calls a timeout as Mary Billington faced a trap in the backcourt, and he's valuing the possession there, wisely so, given the run. Opts to take the timeout. 7:04 to play, 52-33, Boonville's advantage. 30-second timeout for Mobley. Macon Healthcare Center of Macon provides this broadcast. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected. Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia and Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. We do inform those listening in the Boonville area, you're likely hearing some static. We've had a transmitter issue, and we're working to get that corrected as soon as possible, hopefully in the next few days, but that is the cause of the reduced power. We remind you and let all your friends know we're always streaming online at CentralMoInfo.com as well. But again, working to get that corrected ASAP. 52-33, Boonville's edge, a minute 10 into the fourth. Payne bombs it to the far corner. Moberly works the perimeter. Near side, Payne. Rifles far side, Billington. Left block stops, hands off Oliver, who spins it out near wing. Now Payne slashes, right block, runner blocking foul called, and free throws ahead. Jared Hunziker, none too pleased. And that is the fourth foul on Kendrick. At this stage of the season, Moberly's been nowhere close to where it was offensively last year, but perhaps an opportunity to build on some momentum here with the late run. Now you get Kendrick in the foul trouble as Payne misses the first free throw. Kendrick forced to take a seat, and Eichelberger comes in. Payne now 0 for 7 at the free throw line. She releases, black headband, 0 for 8 now, tipped up offensive rebound flood. It stays Moberly. Koenig, black brace on the right leg, throws far side. Into the far corner, Billington. She rolls back for Payne, who circles middle. Her pass too strong off the left hand of Kane. Again, possession of Boonville. Boffman returns to the game with her four fouls. Out goes Oliver. 52-33, Boonville's lead. A minute 45 played in the fourth quarter. Brownfield left block, layup uncontested, capitalizes. So Boonville corrects itself a bit out of that timeout. Billington, left side, dribbles free throw line, kicks out. Near corner, triple for Koenig, air ball, rebound Boonville. Outlet right side, Bass, 2-on-1, right block, layup, Bass scores. A couple of these young guards are really good in the open floor for Boonville. Speedy, 56-33, Lady Pirates, 5:35 to go. Left side, Flood, rolls it left wing, Billington, who launches a three, back iron. Offensive board, Boffman, and fouled on the way up, or rather coming down, I should say. And that one's on Eichelberger. Billington to inbound on the baseline on the O's in Boonville in the blue paint. And she pitches middle for Koenig, who swings near wing paint. Thought about a three, but a reset up top. Far side, Flood. Reversal near for Payne. Boffman cuts and catches. Near side jump shot short. Rebound Lemons. Outlet Bass all alone. Right block layup. Two more. 12 for the sophomore. Right about her season average. 58-33. So Boonville has come back strong from that 9-0 Moberly run. .450 to play. Boonville on its way to a 7-2 start. Mobley will fall to 3-3. Flood left side, left hand, keeps possession. She's trapped, but finds some help with Payne, who swings near side. Billington launches another three, gets it. All 12 of Billington's points from the perimeter. Left block layup, Lemons answers. The two-time Crest All-Star makes it 58-36 Boonville for 10 fourth quarter. Or 60-36, pardon me. Billington, same spot. This time attacks, right block, runner, back iron. Lemons rebounds and outlets near wing. Boonville into the front court. Lemons, a two-time All-State softball player, is a first baseman slash outfielder. She's already signed with Columbia College and draws a foul. That's on Lauren Koenig. Jamie's older sister, Abby, started for the 2015-16 Boonville team. Couple of substitutions here. Billington sits with Boffman and Payne. Koenig, Oliver, Martin, Danes, Flood, the five for Moberly. That's Billington's first sit. Right block, layup. Kendrick draws a foul. She heads to the line. Kendrick's first free throw after the Oliver foul. Front rim, back rim, and through. What an addition this is for Boonville. Second free throw miss for Kendrick. You graduate Cameron Montier, Bryn Edwards, two first-team all-conference performers, and you get a sophomore move-in who's playing at an all-conference level early in the season. Oliver forces one up and in from the right block. She is six. .61-38. Boonville leads Moberly with the basketball in the front court. Right block, Lemons. Powers up, back rim out. Offensive board, Lemons. Tie up. And a foul call. That appeared to be a 50-50 ball, and Lemons muscled it into a force-up and drew the foul call to the dismay of the Moberly bench. That's Martin's first. And Lemons makes the first free throw. A couple of recent Moberly graduates in the crowd, Tria Vestal, last year starting point guard, watches on. Drake Gross, former Moberly running back. reserve on the basketball team as well in attendance. Lemons gets both. She has 13. 63-38 Boonville. 3:10 fourth quarter. Mobley visits Harrisburg on Monday. Near wing three, Flood Cash. ...63-41 Boonville inside 3 minutes fourth quarter. Mobley and Harrisburg have had a long-running non-conference late December game. Mobley won that one last year on the girls' side. Mobley then hosts Hallsville, plays Warrington in the holiday shootout. Right corner triple, front rim, tipped up, rebound Billington. Stop and start, zigzags into the front court, draws a foul. Blocking foul on Weibel. And a Kate Link, forward, senior, comes in from Mobley. Audrey Gaines takes the seat. Mobley with a near side inbound. That Warrington one will be interesting. Mobley will then play in the Warrington tournament the week after that holiday shootout game. Last year, Mobley won its holiday shootout game 36-33 against Centralia. Billington misses a near side three. Kendrick rebounds, 2-on-1, right block layup. Foul called on Billington. Kendrick to the line. Brett Boyer and Tony Vestal on the bench there, as well as a few fans wanted an offensive foul on Kendrick. Pushing off as Vestal now heads about 7 feet out onto the court to have a word about that one. As the free throw missed to the right for Kendrick. They thought she kind of warded her left arm to get into that layup. Kendrick second, well short, rebound Flood. She's been in all night and passes far side Billington, who's back in. Less than 2 minutes to go. 63-41 Mobley's deficit. Billington right hip. Powers middle floater. Air balls it. Tipped up. Offensive board with Link. Flood near side. Jab. Attacks. Runner off glass too strong. Offensive board. Left block layup. Flood short. Tipped around and a rebound Boonville. 90 seconds to go. 63-41 Boonville. Near wing Brownfield. The freshman leading scorer stops up top and tosses far wing. More Mobley reserves set to come in. Maddie Hardwick. Michaela Payne will return. And in the middle, it's tipped around. Brownfield has it for Boonville. Edges the baseline. Near wing catch and shoot three called off by a travel. That's the right call as Kendrick kind of double jump stopped her way into a three. Hunziker agrees. Let's her know. Mass substitution, 63-41. Mobley trails with a minute 05 to go. Jarrett Hunziker does such a good job with this Lady Pirates program. Seemed to rebuild, or reload rather, I should say. Reload year in and year out, no matter how many all-conference girls they lose. 15 of the 19, think about that, 15 of the 19 girls in this Boonville program right now, meaning varsity and junior varsity, are underclassmen. 15 of 19. No juniors, four seniors. Right corner three, well strong. Offensive rebound for Renfro. Her sister, one of those all-conference girls who's graduated a couple years ago at this point. They'll lose Lemons next year. Have to assume these two teams, especially in basketball where you have more dates to squeeze them in, unlike football, you got to think these two teams will continue to meet in the non-con for the foreseeable future. 63-41. Boonville takes it over the Lady Spartans as Mobley falls to 3-3 and 0-3 on the road. Boonville now 7-2 and 2-0 on its home floor. We'll step aside, come back, recap all the final numbers here on Crest.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Oh, holy moly!
It's that time of year again. Santa Claus will be arriving at Thomas Motors on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Santa will have treats and take pictures with all the good little boys and girls. Treats, Santa pictures, all in one place. Who could ask for more? Santa and Thomas Motors. Hope to see you on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 1. Thomas Motors in Moberly, where Santa makes his stop once a year to see all the good boys and girls. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com.
To 43-41, the final score as Boonville defeats Moberly here at Boonville High School. Courtney Kendrick with 11, Jody Bass with 12, Addison Brownfield with 17, Jamie Lemons with 15. Kennedy Renfro had 3 for the Lady Pirates. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We'll give that to Addison Brownfield. She had a strong first half, forced a lot of turnovers, got Boonville a lead that it did not let go of. So Addison Brownfield, the player of the game, with her 17 points. Sid Flood led the way for Moberly with 15, Mary Billington with 12. Coming up next, you'll hear from the two head coaches on the boys' side, Jesse Oswald for Boonville, and then Court Hagedorn of Moberly, both second-year head men, as we get set for the second game of our doubleheader on Crest.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new